Tech Talk with Trevor Long.
Get connected to Optus with Harvey Norman,
your Optus premium dealer, open 7 days.
Well, it's that time of the week, EFTM's Trevor Long's with us. He's fresh from the Big Apple convention. Now, Trev, you were up early this morning for the Apple iPhone event. Always a huge deal for the geek world. mate, is it time to trade in my iPhone 11?
No. I say this every year, but if you've got last year's phone, don't upgrade. There's going to be another one next year, the year after. But man, if you've got an iPhone 7, 8, 10, then this is well worth considering. The biggest thing here is a fresh new look, and I think that appeals to a lot of people. We've talked about how that would be a square edge design that came through. Lots of colours too, really, really attractive looking phone. Under the hood, much faster. Great screen, good cameras, all the tick boxes that you normally get with a phone upgrade. But the big leap forward this year is 5G connectivity. So if you're in a 5G area, it's a big win. If you want to make sure that you've got future-proof, you know, the next 3 or 4 years, your phone's going to be connected on the fast networks, you'll be ready with an iPhone 12. But I don't think you need 5G.
Oh.
No, I don't.
Well, if we're getting a 5G-enabled phone, then Telstra's 5G network will have to kick into gear. 41% of Australia currently has 5G available. What are the plans to expand on that?
It's daily. They're literally, you know, doing work every single day. They've done very well to get to 40% of the population. I think it's 1,400 suburbs, 2,000 base stations, you know, towers they've had to put up or upgrade. And they reckon they'll get to 75% by middle of next year. So still a long way to go. And like I spoke to CEO of Telstra a year or so ago, and he said it would be 3 to 4 years before it's as ubiquitous as 4G is today. So we've got a ways to go. I've been using 5G for the last week or so. I switched to Telstra because I knew this would be a 5G phone and I'd want to use it. It's amazing. Like, it's great for a nerd like me who can do speed tests and go, wow, it's fast.
Yeah.
But in everyday use, when have you ever had a problem with the speed of 4G? It just doesn't really happen. So it's really just about being on the better network. But I'm not sure it's yet worth paying extra for, because you've got to be on a higher plan to get 5G with Telstra.
Any other big revelations for the Apple iPhone event this morning? You're up early for it. Was it worth getting up early?
Oh, it was, because, hey, those phones, four phones this year, a mini in the mix this year as well, which is great, a smaller iPhone option. But the other thing was, a fair bit of surprise, an Apple HomePod mini. So this is a small speaker for your home that has Siri built in. They've had a HomePod, which is a $500 speaker for some years now, but this little $150 speaker is going to be very, very popular, I think, because It's powerful, it's a great speaker, and it's got Siri. You can even make announcements from room to room if you've got multiple of them in your home. And even if you're driving in the car on the way home and you've got CarPlay, you can announce to the family that you're coming home and to greet you with, you know, all the joy of the world.
Oh, scare the bejesus out of them.
I'm coming home.
All right, well, you'll be able to find out more at Trevor's website, EFTM.com. Thanks to Harvey Norman. Get connected to Optus with Harvey Norman, your Optus premium dealer. They're open 7 days. Thank you, Trev. Good job, mate.
My pleasure.